Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Chaf, and we are 19 lines from the top of daf Yutes Amid Beis, the two dots, Va'al Kislev Mipnei Chanukah. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalem of Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, of Vadya ben Miriam Leah, Meshabe ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Chaim Maharim ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyahu Zeb ben Brindel, Mordechai Yisrael ben Esther, Kahas ben Fega, Malka Miriam bas Esther, and Baruch ben Rachel. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Yisrael Chaim ben Reb Levi. So we're just starting the sugya of Kiddush HaChodesh, which is tucked away in the middle of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. And as mentioned, really, this sugya requires a proper introduction. We did the introduction not so long ago in the beginning of Masechtas Be'ah. It's a related raid by when we start the second perek in two dafin Be'ezus Hashem. We'll get back into it a little bit more, but for now, we're just going to continue along with the Gemara's discussion of the Mishnah on daf Yutcha. So the Mishnah said, Al shisha chadashim hashluchin yoitzin. There were 6 months that after Bezin was Mekadosh Techodesh, they sent shluchim to go and notify Yidin b'chol mekoymoy shehem when exactly Rosh Chodesh was instituted. We'll see in the Gemara, there were times that the Shluchim were even Mechal Shabbos to notify the people in the Gaila. So which 6 months were they Mechal, did they send Shluchim? And what was unique about those 6 months? So the Mishnah said, Nisan Mipnei HaPesach. So to notify people when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was very important. Because if you don't know when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is, you don't know when Pesach is. If you don't know when Pesach is, you don't know when you have an obligation to eat matzah, when you're prohibited from eating chametz. So Chodesh Nisan is clearly a very important month for the people to know when exactly Rosh Chodesh is. Al Av Mipnei HaTainas. Rosh Chodesh Av. The Yidden had to know when to fast Tisha B'Av. Al Elul Mipnei Rosh Hashanah. 30 days later is Rosh Hashanah. Al Tishrei Mipnei Takonas Hamayadis. The Gemara spoke a little bit about what that means. That was at the very end of yesterday's daf. But Pasha, to know when Sukkot is, to know when the Yomim Tovim are. Al Kislev Mipnei Chanukah, the Mishnah said, even Rosh Chodesh Kislev, the Shluchim would go out to notify the Yidden when Chanukah is. Val Adar Mipnei Purim. Additionally, they would go out to let the Yidden know when Rosh Chodesh Adar is, so they'll know when Purim is. And when there was a Beis HaMikdash, the Mishnah said, Yoitzin Afal Iyar, they would even go out Chodesh Iyar with Pesach Katan because of Pesach Sheni. So today's daf is going to pick up on Adar. So the Mishnah says that if Beis Din, after they determined when Rosh Chodesh Adar was, they would send Shluchim out. It's like this people would know when to celebrate Purim. Says the Gemara of Ilnes Abra Hashanah Yoitzin Afal Adar Sheni Mipnei HaPurim. Like Katani Exel, says the Gemara, that the Mishnah mentioned 6 months that the Shulchan went out. Sometimes there was a 7th month, for the purpose of Pesach Sheni. It's interesting, says the Gemara, that the Mishnah didn't mention Adar Sheni. Meaning, what happens if they decided to add another month of Adar? So now there's an Adar Beis. Shouldn't the Shulchan have to go out to notify the Yidin when Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni is? The Mishnah said they went Mipnei HaAdar. Adar is in the singular. It sounds like that's Adar Rishon. But in the event that they were Ma'abra the Shana, and now there's an Adar Sheni, it doesn't say anything about sending the Shluchim out. Now, why would you think that the Shluchim would have to go out to notify Adar Sheni once they were already notified for Adar Rishon? The reason is Pashit. Because we know that when there's 2 Adars, like this year, when do you celebrate Purim? Not during Adar Rishon, but during Adar Sheni. In fact, even if the Yidden already celebrated Adar Rishon Purim, but they would have to do it again during Adar Sheni. So really, in theory, based on the logic of when the Shluchim go out, if they went out Al Adar Mipnei HaPurim, so then if there's an Adar Sheni, then L'chura, they would have to go out for Adar Beis. But yet the Mishnah didn't mention that. And that's the Gemara's Diyuk, says the Gemara Masisin Loikti Rebbe. It would seem at first glance that the Mishnah is not like Rebbe, even though Rebbe was the one that was Masada the Mishnah, but this particular halacha that he included in his Mishnayas was actually not in accordance with his own position. So what's this? Rebbe Tanya, Rebbe Yemi, Rebbe said in this Abra Hashanah, in the event that there was an Ibiyar Yitzan Afal Adar Sheni, then they would send out the Shluchim for Adar Sheni b'pnei HaPurim, so they should know when Purim. It says the Gemara. So what's the Machloikis? The Stam Mishnah seems to hold that the Shluchim didn't go out for Adar Sheni. Rebbe clearly said that the Shluchim would go out for Adar Sheni. What is the Hezber in the Machloikis? The Gemara says, Leime b'hokam ifugi. Maybe the Machloikis is a very, very fundamental Machloikis in terms of understanding Adar Sheni. The Mar Savar, Kol Mishnah, mitzvahs han neuer geus bescheini, neuer geus berishai. The Tanna of our Mishnah holds that any mitzvah that is likatchila supposed to be done during Adar Sheni. Meaning, if there's two Adars, one likatchila you're supposed to celebrate Purim, Adar Sheni. So like this year, we know going in there's going to be two Adars. So we know Purim is going to be a month later. It's not going to be Adar Rishon, it's going to be Adar Sheni. But what would happen if b'di'evet you celebrated Purim by Adar Rishon? Says the Gemara, maybe the Tanna of the Mishnah holds that if that happened, that b'di'evet it would be okay. So being that b'di'evet it would be okay, it wouldn't be necessary once the shluchim went out for Adar Rishon to send the man again for Adar Sheni. Because why would you send them out for Adar Sheni to know when Purim is? No, Purim happened already. Now, it wasn't supposed to have happened, Beseder, but we thought at the time this was the only Adar in town. Now that there's another Adar, I hear Memelo. But either way, the Tanna of the Mishnah holds the reason there was no Shluchim that had to go out for Adar Sheni is because it's not necessary once you already had enough. Meaning, in the event that the Beis Din knew at the beginning of the year that there were going to be two Adars, of course, they would have sent out Al HaAdar, which one? Adar Sheni. The Diyak is that sometimes you would have to go out for two Adars, no? And the Mishnah is not Mashman that way. Because the Mishnah says Al HaAdar only in the singular. The Teretz is, why would you ever think to have to go out a second time? Because they were Ma'abr the Shana after you already Pravet Purim. If that's the case, b'di'evet yoytza, it's not a big deal. Says the Gemara, Marisava, what does Rebbe hold? Rebbe, who held that the Shluchim did go out even for Adar Sheni, he was of the opinion that kol mitzvahs hanehages b'sheni einayages b'rishon, that b'di'evet if you went and you celebrated Purim during Adar Rishon, it's not going to be okay. So the Gemara says, is that the Hezber and the Machloik? It's interesting. Tucked away here in this sugya related to Kiddush HaChodesh is a very, very important Machloik, is b'di'evet if someone celebrates Adar Rishon, Purim, the whole nine yards, does that mean that now Adar Sheni, he doesn't have to celebrate Purim or no? At the end of the day, it's Adar Beis, it's not Adar Rishon. The Gemara says, Loi, that's not the Hezber and the Machlokes. It's Kuli Yamam, it's Tanagas B'Sheni, Ein Noyagas B'Rishon. Loi Lam, I'll tell you that everybody holds that it's Adar Sheni, it's not Adar Rishon. So what's the Shail of a Hachab Ibashonu Kamilfki? The Machlokes is something else. Machlokes is not an Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni Machlokes. It's not a Machlokes in Ilchas Purim. It's not a Machlokes that you're going to find anywhere in Mesechtes Megillah, but rather the Machlokes is Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah. It's a machloikis that's nogeya ibr shana. It's a machloikis that's nogeya the length of the Adar Sheni. The Tanya, we learned to the Brisa, a kama ibr shana. So whenever a second Adar was added, how long was that month? And we know that a month could be 29 days or it could be 30 days. So here's the question. If the ma'abr shana, you're adding a 13th month, how long is that month? Reb Shimon says, the Brisa lamid yoyim. It's 30 days. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Aymer Chaydesh. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said, it's a month. Now the Gemara understands at first glance that, what do you see from here? Lamed Yoim would mean that it's always going to be 30 days. If it's always going to be 30 days, so there's no point in having to send Shluchim out for Adar Sheni. Why do you have to send Shluchim out for Adar Sheni? So like this, they should know when Rish Chaydesh Adar Sheni is, so that they'll know when Purim is. Not necessary. You know exactly when Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni is, because you know Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni is always going to be Lamed Yoyim. So being that it's always Lamed Yoyim, so you can back into what the Cheshvan is going to be. It's not necessary to send the Shluchim. Rav Shimon Gamliel said it's a Chodesh. So Rav Shimon Gamliel said it's a Chodesh at first glance sounds like you're not really sure. It could be 29 days, it could be 30 days. So according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that's where you would need the Shluchim to go out. So if you hold that it's 30 days, so there's no point in sending out the shluchim. If you hold, it's a chaydish. What's a chaydish? So therefore, you would need the shluchim to go out. But the Gemara says, "Maishno lamid yoim de yadi." Why are you telling me that the Tanna Kama holds that being that when you're ma'abed the shana, it's 30 days. So therefore, you don't have to send out the shluchim. Why? Because you know, just count the days. Chaydish nami yadi. What does it mean? Chaydish nami yadi. I thought a chaydish could be 29 days or 30 days. So Rashi explains that the maksha in the Gemara holds now that when you use the word chaydish, stam chaydish is 29 days. And the truth is, Stam Chodesh really is 29 days. In fact, whenever you add a day to the month, it's called you are Ma'abr the Chodesh. Ma'abr the Chodesh is like you are Ma'abr the Shana. Ma'abr the Shana means you added a 13th month. A year is really 12 months. When you Ma'abr the Shana, you added a 13th month. A Chodesh is really 29 days. When you Ma'abr the Chodesh, you added a 30th day. But Stam Chodesh, says the Gemara, is 29 days. So Elochura, both the Tanna Kama and Rav Shimon Gamliel in this Braisa are giving you a fixed time for what Adar Beis is. If you're telling me, if we know how long Adar Beis is going to be, so it's not necessary now to go ahead and send the Shliach, so Lechura, why would it matter if you hold Lamed Yoim or if you hold Chodesh? Meaning, Maish, no Lamed, Diyadi, Chodesh Nami Yadi Amra Papa. So Rapapa said, no, Manda Amra Chodesh. What it means is Ratza Chodesh. Ratzah Shloshim Chodesh means, like we said, it means not 29 days, even though maybe from a purely technical perspective, you can argue that's what it means. But really, Chodesh means Ratzah 29, Ratzah Shloshim. If it's Shloshim, Yom is V'Shlosh Shloshim, and that's the Hezbollah and the Machlokes, whether we send Shluchim out for Adesheni, we didn't send Shluchim out for Adesheni. Really, you would have to send Shluchim out for Adesheni, because if when the Shluchim went out to Adar Rishon, the Olam thought Adar Rishon is when they're going to celebrate Purim, you better make sure you send the Olam out now for Adesheni, because they're going to have to do the Yontif all over again, even if they celebrate the Purim. But they can't be Yotz, even though Gemara had a Havamina, you could. But the truth is, of course, you can. So what then is the Shailo, whether they sent the Shluchim out? The question is, that extra month, is it maybe 29, maybe 30, if that's the case? So we have to notify them what that is. If, however, they know exactly what it is, so then it wouldn't be necessary to send it. That was the machloikis between the Stam Mishnah and Rebbe. The Stam Mishnah says that they only went out for one Adar. They never went out for two Adars. So if you knew, if there's only one Adar, that's the Adar they went out. If you knew there were going to be two Adars, they went out for Adar Sheni. But even if they thought there was going to be one Adar, and then later we found out there was going to be a second Adar, they still didn't go out for Adar Sheni. It was always one Adar, because there's never a scenario where you'd have to go out twice. Whereas Rebbe held not that way. Sometimes you have to go out twice. In the event that there's, you thought there was one Adar, so the Shluchim went out for Adar Rishon, now Beis Din just determined there's going to be another Adar, well, now Purim, you aren't Yotzes, so now you're going to have to send out the Shluchim all over again. I just count 30 days? No, Rebbe holds that extra Adar is Ratzah Chodesh, Ratzah Lamed Yom. You don't know what it is. It's arbitrary. And as a result, you have to figure out what Beis Din decided in Yerushalayim. Next Gemara. Heyed Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Kehila Kadisha di Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said Eidos, he testified in the name of a Kehila Kadisha in Yerushalayim. What was his Eidos? Al Shnei Adorim, Shemekachin Oisai Biyoim Iburim. That any time there's an Ibiyar, any time there's two Adars, so both Rosh Chodesh Adars are on the 30th day of the previous month. Shemekachem Oysam, both of them are Biyoim Ibureim on the 30th day. Lememra, in other words, what you're saying is the Chaserin Avdinon Meleim Le Avdinon. Meaning, essentially, what's coming out is that these months are always going to be Chaser, and they're never going to be Mali. And the Gemara says, if that's true, which clearly that is what the Kehila Kadisha de Yerushalayim said, it's Lafuke mid the Dorash Rav Nachman Bar Chizda. The Dorash Rav Nachman Bar Chizda, Heyed Rav Simoy Mishum Chagis Chai Malachi. He said, Eidos, in the name of Chagis Chai Malachi, Al Shnei Adorim, if you have two Ados, Shem Ratzu L'Asoysam Shnei Malayim Ois, if you want them both to be Mali, they both are going to be 30 days, that's fine. Shnei Chaser, if you want to make them both Chaser, both be 29 days, Oisam. Echad Mali Vechad Chaser, if you want the first one to be Mali, that's a Rashi teaches, and the second one to be chasa. So the first Adar will be 30 days, the second one will be 29 days. Oisin, that's also good. And that was the minigin in Goylo. However, Rav Nachman Chizda said that in the name of Rav, it is said, it always has to be that the first one is Mole and the second one is chasa. Unless you find out that the first one was really chasa, in that case, the second one is going to be Mole. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, in the name of a Kehila Kedisha de Yerushalayim, that Shnei Adorim Mekachin Oysam Biyoimu Bureim, that they're both Chaser. Now everybody agrees with that. That's Lafuke Medidarsh of Nachman Achizda, because what emerged from him, it's not true. It could be both Mole, it could be both Chaser. It could be one Mole, one Chaser. It could even be one Chaser and one Mole. Next Gemara, Sholchalei LeMarukva. So Marukva was the Reish Galusa. In fact, he was the leader of the Yidden in Bavel, circa when Rav and Shmuel were the great Rosh Hashivas in Bavel. So from Eretz Yisrael, they sent a telegram to Marukva and they told him the following. Adar HaSamach LeNisan LeOilam Chaser. The Adar, which is Samach LeNisan, meaning if there's one Adar, so it's Adar. If there's two Adars, it's Adar Sheni, is always going to be Chaser. That Chodesh Adar is always going to be 29 days. The 30th day from Rosh Chodesh Adar is always going to be Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Fake the Gemara. Masiv Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman asked the Kasha from a Mishnah and the Avchof Aleph from the base. The Mishnah says, Al Shnei Chadoshin Mechalin Es HaShabbos. There were 2 months that Edim that saw the new moon would have the right to even be Mechal Shabbos to notify Beis Din that they saw the new moon. What months were they? Al Nisan, Val Tishrei. So we'll see more about that on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. But for now, there were 2 months that Edom had a right to even be Mechal Shabbos to notify Bezdin, and that was Chodesh Nisan and Chodesh Tishrei. So the Gemara says, yeah, Bishloim is in the Mali, is in the Chaser. Bishloim, if you're going to tell me that Adar Asamach Nisan could be Mali, could be Chaser, that means that Bezdin themselves don't know when Rish Chodesh is going to be. So if 2 Edom saw the new moon, they have to tell Bezdin. Mushum Hachi Mechal Alinon. So it makes sense why they would even be Mechal Shabbos. Why they be Mechal Shabbos? So like this, Bezdin's going to know when to be Mekadesh the new moon. Isn't there a system? No. It could be Mali, it could be Chaser. It's like any other month. Eliyam, Leilam Chaser. But if you're going to tell me that Adar Leilam Chaser, it's not my Mechal Alina. So why be Mechal Shabbos? Bezin, anyone knows when Rish Chodesh is going to be. Meaning, if Bezin knows when Rish Chodesh is, because Adar Asamach Leilam Leilam Chaser, so why are you telling the Eidim to be Mechal Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Mishun the mitzvah, the Kaddish al Piriya. The reason is because it's a mitzvah to be Mekadesh al Piriya. At the end of the day, even if Bezin knows the outcome, they know the end of the story, they know the punchline. But at the same time, there's a mitzvah to go through the process, and there's a mitzvah to accept testimony and to be Mekadesh Nechodesh Al Piriyah. So to fulfill that mitzvah, we even tell the Eidim to be Mechal Shabbos. Ikud Amri, some say that when Rav Nachman heard that Sholchu Leilam Arukfa Adar Asamach Lenisan Leilam Chasu, he didn't ask a kasha, but he actually was so excited. He said, Afana Nami Tonino, Omer Rav Nachman, I have a raya to this. What? What's the raya from that same Mishnah that a second ago was a kasha? In this Mishnah, the Gemara is a raya. What did the Mishnah say? Al Shnei Chadash Mechal Nasa Shabbos. The 2 months where Bezdin was Mechal Shabbos. Al Nisan Val Tishrei. Yeah, Rabbi Shlomi Leilam Chas Bishlam. You're going to tell me it's always Chasim Mishmachim Chalali in the mitzvah of the Kaddish Ariya. So Bishlam, you're going to tell me that Adar Asamach Nisan is always Chasir. So it comes out, we know when Rish Chodesh is going to be. But at the same time, mitzvah of the Kaddish Al Piriya. So we tell the Edom, if you know on the 30th day, you saw the new moon, come testify, even though we don't need you. But mitzvah of the Kaddish Al Piriya, and it's even Mechdeicha Shabbos. Eli Amr Zim the Moli Zim the Chasir. But if you're going to tell me that Adar Asamach Nisan is not Loilam Chasir, but rather it's discretionary, it's like any other month. It could be the 30th, it could be the 31st. It depends on when exactly the Edom saw. So then Amai Mechal Alinon. So why would it be Mechal Shabbos? Na'abre. Would it make more sense to be Ma'abre the Chodesh and another day, Ho'idna, V'nekatshe L'mochar. And then instead, tomorrow, you'll make him Rish Chodesh. Meaning, if you have no option, said Rav Nachman, to push off Rish Chodesh Nisan, because it always is on the 30th day, because Adar Asamach Nisan is L'Olam Chaser, so I understand, today's Rish Chodesh, Mitzvah L'Kaddish Al Piriyah, it's Doicha Shabbos, that's Pshat in the Mishnah. But if Rish Chodesh doesn't have to be on the 30th day, it can be on the 31st day, so why be Mechal Shabbos? Wouldn't it make more sense? It's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. Don't be Mechal Shabbos. Push for Rish Chodesh to tomorrow. So the Gemara says a nice teretz, Id Ikliyim Shleishim B'Shabbos HaChanami. It could be, if the 30th day would fall out on Shabbos, you're right. And for that, you wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos. We just say push it off to the 31st day. What the Mishnah is saying is, what happens if the 31st day falls out on Shabbos? You can't push it off to the 32nd day. So now you have no choice. So then, mitzvah the Kaddish Al Piriyah. There's a mitzvah to be Mekadesh Al Piriyah. And because there's a mitzvah to Kaddish Al Piriyah, therefore you would end up doing it. And you would tell the Eidim to be Mechal Shabbos. Bottom line is, Shochel Leilam Arukfa Adar Asamach Lenisan Le'olam Chaser. Two lishoinis in the Gemara, whether the Gemara thought it was a kasha from the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, a raya from the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. If it's a kasha, the Gemara's doich, it's not a kasha. If you thought it was a raya, the Gemara's doich, it's not a raya. So really what we're left with is, we have no guidance from that Mishnah later as it relates to what Marukva was told. So right now we have Shochu Leila Marukva Adar Asamach Lenisan Le'olam Chaser. But the Gemara asks another kasha. Moser Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana asks, Kishamikdash Kayim, when the Beis HaMikdash stood, Mechalalin Afal Kulon Mipnei Takonas Akar. So when the Beis HaMikdash stood, not only were they Mechal Shabbos for Nisan and for Tishrei, but the Edom were encouraged to be Mechal Shabbos for all months. And the reason is, because if it's Rish Chodesh, the Kehanim have to know that it's Rish Chodesh. They have to make sure they bring the Karban Musaf for Rish Chodesh. They have to sing the right Shira, Baruch Hinafshi, right? So they have to make sure they do everything they're supposed to do. So therefore, Bezmach Reis HaMikdash HaYikayim, that we would notify the Bezdin and be Mechal Shabbos for all months. So the Gemara says a very pashat cheshbon. Mid the kulu lab mishum the mitzvah the kaddish al riya nisan v'tishrei nami lab mishum the mitzvah the kaddish al riya. So Rav Kahana said, you see from here that you're not Mechal Shabbos for mitzvah the kaddish al piriyah. How do you see that? Because if you mechal Shabbos for mitzvah lekadosh al piriyah, so then why do we have to come on to takanas hakarbanos? Typically, you be mechal Shabbos for mitzvah lekadosh al piriyah. So clearly, There's no inyan to be mechallel Shabbos for mitzvah lekadosh al piriyah. Even though it's very nice, we want to be mechadosh al piriyah, but not on the expense of Shabbos. So we're not going to be mechallel Shabbos for mitzvah lekadosh al piriyah. If that's the case, now let's go back to the original Mishnah. Now we know that they were mechallel Shabbos for Nisan and for Tishrei, even when there was no Beis Hamikdash. The question is why? If you're going to tell me that it's sometimes Mali, sometimes Chasam, Mishum Hachim Mechalalion, I can understand why maybe you would be Mechal Shabbos. But Eliyam Reloilam Chasar, but if it's always Chasas, you know where Rosh Chodesh is going to be anyways, Samay Mechalalion. So why now are you being Mechal Shabbos? Meaning, you know when Rosh Chodesh is going to be anyways. So what are you going to tell me? Because Mitzvah Likadesh Alpi Riyah? No, there's not. There's no mitzvah. I mean, there is a mitzvah to be mechadesh al piriyah, but mitzvah mechadesh al piriyah is not enough to allow you to be mechal Shabbos for haraya, because as it relates to the other months, the only time they were ever mechal Shabbos was when it was the base of mikdash for the reasons of the karbanos. But lulei the karbanos is not. That means there's no inyan to be mechal Shabbos for mitzvah mechadesh al piriyah. Klar. Fact. Elamai, you be mechadesh, you be mechal Shabbos because it's important to know when Rosh Chodesh is. If Adar Asamach Nisan is la'olam chaser, so then you know when Rosh Chodesh is. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, tyufta, this is a checkmate. And when they told Marukva, so again, shochalei Marukva, they told Marukva Adar Asamach Nisan la'olam chaser. So what's the recap? The Gemara says, I have a big problem. The problem is from a Mishnah later, a Mishnah daf chafal from a base, where the Mishnah says that there were 2 months that they were mechal Shabbos to Eden to notify Bezdin when exactly Rosh Chodesh was. One of them was Nisan, and the Gemara's kasha is that if Adar Asamach Nisan is la'olam chaser, so why in the world are you being mechal Shabbos? And don't tell me because mitzvah lekadosh al piriyah, because we have a riot from the next part of that Mishnah that that's not the case. So if so, why are you being mechal Shabbos? The only svara to say why you would be mechal Shabbos because we don't know when Rosh Chodesh is. If Adar Asamach Nisan is always chaser, so you do know when Rosh Chodesh is. So the Gemara says tyufta. This is obviously a tyufta on that idea. And this is interesting because we've spoken at Raid about the idea of Adar Asamach Nisan la'olam chaser. The maskan of the Gemara seems to be it's a tiyufta, true. But at the same time, if you look in Tosfos on the bottom of Daf Yutes on the base, Tosfos says that even though the Gemara said tiyufta, the reality is that Adar Asamach LeNisan is la'olam chaser. Rav Tkachinsky, we spoke about this in Masechtas Beis, was very busy with this in his Sefer Ira Kodesh VaMikdash. That Be'ezus Hashem, hopefully, we'll have the ability to revisit. If not, the related raid bites. But either way, Sokti Gemara Kiyasa Ula. When Ula came, Amar, he said Avrula El. So Ula comes from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and he tells the Olam in Bavel, Ivru el, they were Ma'aber el. That comes as news. Why? Because the Gemara said, Mimois Ezra ve'elach, loy matzinu el mo'aber. But Ula comes from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and he says that they were Ma'aber el, Amar Ula. So Ula said, Yadi chavrim bavloi, mighty vusa avdina ba'adayu. I wonder if the Olam in Bavel appreciates the significance of the fact that sometimes in Eretz Yisrael they were Ma'aber El. And the background for this is that really El should never be Ma'aber. But what Ula was saying was, is that every now and again, Bezdin would pull this card out of their hat and they would say that even though Mimois Ezra ve'elach le'matzidu El Ma'aber, but this year we're going to be Ma'aber. And the reason they did it was, push it to help out Yidden. And that's what Ula was commenting when he said, Yadi chavrim bavloi mativus avdina badayo. I wonder if the Olam HaBavel even appreciates this tremendous hatova and this sensitivity that Bezdin had by virtue of the fact that they went and they were ma'abel. So the Gemara says, mativus, so what's this whole inyan? Like, what was the svara? If really they were never ma'abel, why all of a sudden would they be ma'abel? So the Gemara says, Ula himself sent me shum yorikai. The reason they did it was because they didn't want the vegetables to spoil. So once upon a time, pre-refrigeration, it was hard to preserve food. Now, if you're going to have a two-day yontif, it may be difficult for you to have food that's going to be able to stay fresh because you're not going to be able to cut the food fresh on yontif. You won't be able to do it on Shabbos. And as a result, you may end up having issues. Some yishum yirekaya sometimes to not merge. So you shouldn't have that two-day yontif. You should have a little bit of gap in between. It's like this, you'll be able to prepare food. You'll have fresh vegetables. Mishum yirekaya, that was the cheshbon. It's interesting. But for fresh vegetables, so you should have a salad. Maybe that's going to be an exception to the rule. Sensitivity to a yid. Now it's related to a mason, because if somebody dies, you can't bury the person on Shabbos. And Yontif, Yom Kippur, as we'll see in a moment. So it's because of the sensitivity to cover that mace, that's why sometimes they would be Ma'aber the Shana, then be Ma'aber Elo. So like this, there would be a division. Like this, the 2 days wouldn't come in succession. The Gemara says, "My Benai, what's the nafkamina meter between the two Pshatim? Ikmenayu Yom Kippur Shachalias Achra Shabbos. What would be if Yom Kippur falls out after Shabbos? Meaning, if you're not going to be Ma'aber Elo, you're going to have that next month Tishrei, you're going to have Yom Kippur on Sunday. So it's Chaliyah is Achra Shabbos. It's going to go from Shabbos to Yom Kippur. Mandam, Mishum Mesayah. The Mandam that says that the sensitivity was Mesayah, Mabrinon. Here too you have the sensitivity. Meaning, what happens if somebody dies on Friday night? So now you can't bury him on Shabbos. You can't bury him on Yom Kippur. So it's covered on Mace. We try not to make the 2 days come one after the other. Mandam, Mishum Yerikayah. But the Mandam that says that it's for vegetables, that's not a problem. Why? Shabbos, you can prepare for Shabbos. Yom Kippur, you're not eating a suit on Yom Kippur. When do you need the Yom Kippur food? La'emes kabayu l'lorta. You need a matzah Yom Kippur. No lord, taruch ha'maizi. On matzah Yom Kippur, you'll go out after you finish starting to build your sukkah. You'll figure out a way. You'll prepare a meal for yourself. So therefore, says the Gemara, that would be the nafkamina. You want to know the nafkamina between Ula's pshad and Rabbi Chanina's pshad is a mishum yirekaya, mishum meisaya. Here's your classic nafkamina, where it's Shabbos, then Yom Kippur. Would that be a reason for Bezdin to start manipulating or not? Mishum Yerekaya? No. Mishum Esaya? Yeah, but the words of Mishum Yerekaya. Labrin Mishum Esaya. Mora finds it hard to believe that Ulo is only sensitive to Yerekaya, but he's not sensitive to Mesaya. And if you're going to tell me this is a Hechatimtza, where there's no Svar of Yerekaya, but there is a Svar of Mesaya, Lechuri shouldn't be sensitive to Mesaya. So Ulo should agree with this halacha. Meaning, even though Ulo said Yerekaya, L'chur, the Gemara is arguing he should also hold a Messiah. He should be adding the Sfar of Yerekaya. See, Yerekaya should be a Chumra, it shouldn't be a Kula. At the end of the day, he should agree with this. And Gemara says, here would be the Nafkamina. What happens if Yontif falls out next to Shabbos? Ben Milfanel. Doesn't matter if Yontif is Friday, meaning before Shabbos, or if it's Sunday, it's after Shabbos. According to Mandam, says, because now you have 2 days now where you can't cut fruit. Mandam, Mishum Messiah. Efshabamami, Messiah is not going to be a problem over here. Why not? Because you, on Yontif, you could tell an Eina Yehudi, a non-Jew, to go ahead and bury the mace for you. Amir Lahakum, Mishum Kavad Mace, also a Sugya Mesechtes Beyer. So that's always an option. So Mandam Mishum Messiah, you could always do it through Amami. But according to the Mandam Mishum Reikaya, you can have a problem. Says the Gemara, the same Kashal. Mandam Mishum Messiah, Labri Mishum Reikaya. But the Mandam holds Messiah, he doesn't hold it as far as Reikaya. Mara says no. Because Efshim Bechamimi, he holds, what do you mean? It's impossible to keep vegetables fresh, prepare some hot water, I don't know, figure out a way to do it. There is an option. Ihachi says the Gemara, and either way, that's the machloikis. So the machloikis is Ula is very sensitive to Yerekaya, and he says that no, even if Yontif is Samach L'Shabbos, Bezin is going to stop playing around with Elul and Tishrei. It's hard to believe, but that's what they're going to do. And Rav Acher Bar Chanina says no, Mishum Esaya, which is only Negeya Yom Kippur and Shabbos, because Yontif Amir Lakum, you can bury him is. Then we'll be sensitive. But Mishum Yerekaya, Efshe Bechamimi, Gibza Chaneitza, that's not going to be enough of a reason. Says the Gemara, Yehachi Maishno Ludidon. Meaning, what did Ula say? Ula said, Yodi Charvin Bavloi, Maitivusa Avida Madayu. It sounds like this was like a special Hatova that was done for the Yidden and Bavel. Why is this only for the Yidden and Bavel? Meaning, it sounds like for the people in Bavel, this was a Taiva. Fill the Du, the Yidden and Eretz Yisrael, they're also benefiting from this. Mara says, no, Ludidon Chavalan Alma, the Dula Chavalan Alma. Because the weather, the Mezegavir, is different. The climate was different in Bavel than it was in Eretz Yisrael. So for Bavel, this was a big deal. For Eretz Yisrael, wasn't such a big deal because the fruit, the vegetables aren't spoiling so fast. And therefore, Ula commented, Yadi Chavrin Bavloi, Maiti Vusa of Dinon Bahadaya. But the Gemara says, Eini. Is that true? Is what true? So Rashi says, Eini. Vichima Abrinon Chaydash Lutzairach. Ula just said that Bezdin will sometimes manipulate, emphasis on manipulate, when Rish Chaydash Avi, based on what would benefit people. So, for example, you're worried about vegetables spoiling. You're worried about someone might die and there's an issue of kavod hames. So we're going to use our discretion to determine when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. That's a very, very big chiddush, right? Usually you think, Eidim see the new moon, they come, they testify in Bezdin, and Bezdin, based on that, determines when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. But now, what's emerging is that, no, sometimes there's cheshbainus. For example, Mimois Ezra ve'elach loy matzino elam uber, but Mishum Yerekayu, Mishum Meisayu, we're going to make an exception to the rule. But the premise of this is fundamental, and that is, Bezdin Lutzairich will sometimes be Ma'abra Chaydesh. Feita Gemara, Vatani, Rabba Bar Shmuel. Rabba Bar Shmuel taught the following b'raisa. The b'raisa said, quote, You would think that just like Bezdin sometimes is Ma'abr the Shana, they add an Adar Sheni L'Tzayrich, right? Very often, Bezdin, when they added the extra month, it was L'Tzayrich. Sometimes it was to align the seasons, as we'll see in tomorrow's daf, but sometimes it was done L'Tzayrich, for whatever need might be. So, you would think, says the Braisa, that just like when Ma'abed the Shana L'Tzayrich, maybe when Ma'abed the Chodesh L'Tzayrich as well, Talmud Loimer, HaChodesh Azalachem Roish Chodashim, Kazeh, Ra'eh, V'Kadesh, the immortal words, Hashem told Moshe, when you see this, it's Rosh Chodesh. So, it's nothing to do with Tzayrich, no Tzayrich, Re'kayim, Esayas, where's this all coming in? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Amar Rava, some have the Gersa Rabba, some have the Gersa Rav, Loi Kasha, it's not a Kasha, Kan La'abroi, Kan L'Kachoi. Here's the difference. The difference is that if you want to go ahead and you want to be ma'aber, you want to make the chodesh that should be chaser mole letzayrich, that's mutter. That's something that you're allowed to do. However, if you want to go in the reverse, you want to make a chodesh that's supposed to be mole into a chaser, that's not something you're allowed to do. So if you see the moon on the 30th day, that means the 30th day is Rosh Chodesh. Stating that, L'Tzayrich, we're going to make believe we didn't see it. I won't tell. If you don't tell, let's push it off to day 31. That's mutter. However, to go in the reverse, you can't though. Let's say you want to go and you want to make Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day where you didn't see the Chodesh on the 30th day. That's not something you're allowed to do. For that already, you would have to push it off. But the point is that this Braisa that said, HaChodesh Azal Lachem Rosh Chodashim, Kazer Ra'ev Kadesh, which sounds like there is no ability to determine just based on Svara and Tzayrich and what the Olam needs at that time to decide when Rosh Chodesh is going to be, that is true, but there's a caveat. It's only true if what you want to do is you want to make the Mole into a, you want to make a Chaser into a Mole. Maybe you didn't see the new month, but at the same time, you're going to call it Rosh Chodesh. But to go ahead and do it in the reverse, that's something, in fact, that you're allowed to do. And the Gemara says that the truth is that this was already stated, Mefurish, by Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Oh, the Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, Ma'ayim ala Edim, ala Chodesh, and Nirib is Manoi la'abroi. We're Ma'ayim the Edim sometimes. We try to intimidate the Edim to get them to say what we want them to say for a Chodesh that was Nirib is Manoi la'abroi. I mean, we tell the Edom that even though I know you saw the new moon, we all saw it. But at the same time, don't say Edus. Like we didn't eye on them because we want to push it off another day. That's something that you're allowed to do. But we'll never testify, we'll never try to intimidate Edom to say that even though no one saw the new moon, just say you saw the new moon. It's like this. It's going to end up being the Chodesh. And that way you're not allowed to do it. Faith Gemara Eini is that true. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, sent to Rabbi Ami, Heavy Yoidin Yushino, Shkol Yomash, Rabbi Yechon, Ahim Lamdenu, that all the days of Rabbi Yehuda, and he used to teach us, he said, Mefurish, he used to tell the Eidim that even if they didn't see it, say they saw it. I mean, how this is even possible? What happened to Eidah Sheker? So this is something that everybody talks about. But the point is that you see Mefurish, that you could even be Ma'ayim the Eidim to say they saw the new moon when they didn't see it. Amar Abayas said, Loi Kasha, it's not a Kasha. Hob in Nisan v'Tishrei, Hob in Shar Yarchi. It could be there's a difference between Nisan and Tishrei and Shar Yarchi. Nisan v'Tishrei, Rashi, Shehamoyadois Tluyim Behen. Maybe that's the chilek. Meaning, we're going back to the original kasha. What was the original kasha? That you're telling me that you're allowed to manipulate the chodesh. L'tzayrich, Reikaya, Mesaya. Ah, we have a brisa. Tony Rabbi Bar Shmuel, that said Mefurish Kazev Re'ev Kadesh. So the first teretz the Gemara said was that maybe there's a chilek between making a mole into a chaser versus making a chaser into a mole. One way you could do it, one way you can't do it. Abaye said a different teretz. Abaye said, Hob Nisan V'Tishrei, Hob Shai Yarchi. Nisan V'Tishrei is different. Meaning, you're right, ordinarily Kazev Re'ev Kadesh. But at the same time, Nisan Tishrei, you're dealing with Yontif. Yontif, then Bezin's going to start making Cheshbonis, and that's when we take it into consideration. Rabba said a different Teretz. Hada Tani Rabba Bar Shmuel. This that Rabba Bar Shmuel said, Acherim. It's going according to Acherim. Tani learned to the price, Acherim said, Ein Bein Atzeres La'Atzeres, Ein Bein Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah, Ela Dalet Yomim Bilvad. That if you want to know when Shavuos is going to be, so figure out when Shavuos was the year before, meaning what day of the week it's going to be, figure out what day of the week it was the year before, and then count 4 days later. Same is true for Rosh Hashanah, the Mois Hashanah Mubaris. If it was a Nibir Yachamish, it's going to be 5 days. So we've spoken about this a few times. We don't have to review what that means now, but the point is what Gemara always wants from Acherim is that according to Acherim, it was very scientific when the new month was. So even though mitzvah l'kadosh al piriya, but at the end of the day, the months went, one was chasa, one was mali, one was chasa, one was mali. So according to Acherim, there's no ability to start playing around l'tzairich because it has to follow this uniform seder. And if it doesn't, so you're throwing things off. Acherim holds it has to be done in that way. And this braisa that Rabbi Bar Shmuel said is going b'shitas Acherim, according to Acherim, because they're Eva Kadesh, this is the way it's going to be. But there's no ability to go ahead and to do a litzayrech. Rav Dimi min Harda, so he too said and opined into this whole discussion, but masni ipcha. He actually said it in the reverse from the way we just had it. Meaning, what we were saying is that when would Bezin sometimes be ma'aber the chodesh litzayrich, even though they're really manipulating the chodesh? I mean, there's Edom standing here saying one way or the other. So that is, if Edom saw the new moon on the 30th day, they want to come in, they want to say it's a chodesh chaser. Bezin would say, hold off, we're pushing it off another day. But can go the opposite. If nobody saw the new moon, to be intimidate two Edom to walk into Bezin and posh and lie with Bok Tzena and to say we saw the new moon when they really didn't see the new moon, that you would never do. Rav Dimi ben Harda said just the opposite. He said, Ma'ayman ala Edom ala chodesh shaloi nir bezmanoi l'kachoi. No, we would be Ma'ayman on the Edom for a chodesh shaloi nir bezmanoi, meaning no one saw it on the 30th day. Bezmanoi is what? The 30th day, because standard month should be 29 days. L'kachoi, we would intimidate them to say that they saw it. But in the reverse, not. If they saw it on the 30th day, we would never intimidate them to not say they saw it on the 30th day, meaning to say they saw it on the 31st day. My time, what's the svara behind Rav Dimi min Harda? So he said, Hai michzik eshikra, v'hai loy michzik eshikra. He said the difference is that if you saw the new moon on the 30th day, and you're not testifying that you saw it on the 30th day, so you look like a liar. What do you mean? Everyone looked up. They saw the moon. So if they saw the moon, how come Bezin didn't make a Rish Chodesh? L'tzayrich, it's Mechzik HaShikra. And because it's Mechzik HaShikra, Bezin doesn't have a right to do something that's going to make them look like they're not honest, they're not Erlich, they're Shakronim. So therefore, they're not going to be able to move forward with that. As opposed to if nobody saw the new moon, so if Bezdin will be Mekadosh the Chodesh that day, they can always say, okay, you didn't see it, but maybe two Edom did see it. So there's no Mechzik HaShikra, and if there's no Mechzik HaShikra, in that case, it's going to be different exhale. So before we start the next part of the Gemara, which discusses the infamous Moilad, we need a little bit, very, very short introduction, just to understand exactly what the Moilad is. And really, this introduction, Be'ezus Hashem, will be helpful not just to understand these next few lines of Gemara, but also to understand the sugyas that we're going to be learning in the coming days. So we know that the year is divided into 12 months. What's the significance of a month? A month is something that's very, very real. In fact, it's representative of an astronomical phenomena. In contrast, for example, to a week. What's a week? A week is just 7 days. You count 7 days and it's a week. Count another 7 days, it's a week. Nothing happens scientifically, astronomically, from 1 week to the next. It's just some mechanism from Sheish Nisimei Bereshis, the way man has been counting days. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, then you start another week. Now in the world of Kedusha, there's Kedushas HaShabbos, but from a scientific perspective, there's no significance to a week. But there is significance to a month. A month is representative and indicative of something that's happening in the celestial world. What exactly is happening? So the moon, which is outside of planet Earth, so when you look up at night and you see the moon, you're actually seeing outside of planet Earth, if that comes as news, and the moon is in constant motion. In fact, it orbits around planet Earth. So the moon is constantly moving, and it's moving around planet Earth. Over approximately a 30-day period, the moon will make one full rotation around planet Earth. Every full rotation is what's known as a month, which means over the course of a year, it's going to happen 12 times. But the nature of a month, from a scientific perspective, it's when the moon completes a 360. It completes a full orbit around planet Earth. So here's the question. The question is, how do you know when the month starts and how do you know when the month ends? Right? There's no big sign that says start. There's no finish line. So how do you know what the beginning and the end is? Technically, you can pick any random spot, make that the beginning, and then obviously when it completes that rotation, it will have started and ended. There's nothing inherent to the rotation of the moon around the sun that would now allow us to say this around Earth, that this is where it starts and this is where it ends. So from a beginning of a month and an end of a month perspective, how do you know what the beginning, what the end is? Again, we know what a month is. A month isn't the full rotation, but you could pick any point and say that's the beginning, so that will be the beginning of the month. So what makes something the first day of the month, something else the seventh day of the month, something else the 15th day of the month, something else the last day of the month? What's the significance of the beginning and the end of the month? So just to appreciate the answer, and it's a short, simple answer, let's just take one more step backwards. And that is, when you look up at night at the moon, depending on what day of the month it is, the moon's gonna look different. Meaning, sometimes you'll see a sliver of the moon, sometimes you'll see a chatzi levana, sometimes you'll see a full moon, right? The moon always looks a little bit different. So what's the reason for it? The moon is the moon is the moon. So how come one day it looks like this, another day it looks like that? If it's the moon, you're looking up, you're on the same planet Earth, so why does it always look different? The reason is because the moon, even though it's a luminary, the Torah refers to it as the Mar HaKatan, but the moon really has no source of light. And when you look up at the moon and you see this lit up celestial being, you're not seeing the moon imparting its inherent light. The moon has no inherent light. When you look up, you see light. It's because the moon is up in the heavens in relative close proximity to the sun. The sun is so powerful that the moon reflects the light of the sun, so that when you look up and you're looking at the moon and you see light, you're not seeing the moon's light, but really what you're seeing is the sun's light. So you're seeing the reflection of the sun's light on the moon. That's what it is. That's why different times, when you look up, you're going to see different parts of the moon. Because you could only see the part of the moon that's lit up. It's impossible to see the moon, practically, if it's not, you could see it, but really what you're seeing is the lit up moon. That's what you're seeing. So depending on how much sun, how much light of the sun the moon is reflecting, that's going to determine how much of the moon you're going to be able to see. Now, why would the moon sometimes reflect more light of the sun, sometimes less light of the sun? It's very simple, because the moon is in motion. And because the moon is in motion and it's going around planet Earth, and sometimes it's blocked by planet Earth, so depending on the rotation of the moon relative to the sun, relative to planet Earth, that's going to determine what you're going to end up seeing. So if the moon was constant, it was stationary, it just stayed in one place, and planet Earth stayed in one place, so then it would always be the same. But everything is moving, and because everything is moving, so therefore it's always going to be different. But the point is, the moon itself is not a source of light. What the moon does, it just reflects the light of the sun. So really, when you look up and you see light on the moon, basically what you're seeing is, you're seeing the sun imparting light onto the moon, and wherever the light of the sun coming onto the moon is, that's the part of the moon that you're seeing lit up. That's the point. So the part of the moon that you see lit up is the part that's directly exposed to the sun. Very simple. Now, the moon, we said, every 30 days-ish, makes a full rotation around planet Earth. So picture planet Earth on one side of a paper and the sun on another side. The moon is rotating around planet Earth, which means there's going to be a point in time where the moon is going to be right between, firmly planted between planet Earth and between the sun. Now at that point, the moon is going to be lit up, just like it's always lit up. But from planet Earth, you won't be able to see it. It doesn't matter where you are on planet Earth, you will not be able to see it. And the reason is because the part of the moon that's facing the sun is completely blocked by the other side of the moon. So regardless of where you are on planet Earth, right now you look outside of planet Earth, you see the side of the moon that's not lit up. And as a result, you can't see the moon. Now the moon is lit up, it's just on the other side. And as a result, you can't see it. But the point is that there is a point in time where it is impossible to see any light on the moon. What's that point of time? When the moon is directly between the sun and planet Earth. Now that lasts a fleeting moment. Because like we said, the moon is constantly in motion. So you want to know when it's going to be firmly, exactly, mamish, right in between planet Earth and the sun? It's going to be a second. Now, a second later, it's going to be almost exactly a middle. A second before, also almost exactly a middle. And to be honest, you won't be able to see the moon then either. But from a purely technical perspective, there's one moment in time where you cannot see the moon. It is impossible to see it. And the reason it's impossible to see is because you're seeing the moon because it's lit up. It's lit up because it's exposed to the sun. So you're always able to see the part of the moon that's exposed to the sun. There's a moment of time where the moon is exactly between the sun and planet Earth. So the part that's exposed to the sun is impossible. It's just not viewable from planet Earth. That moment of time where you cannot see the moon is what Chazal understood as being the beginning of the new month. Meaning, let's view it as if the moon is born, and then it dies. And then it's born again, and then it dies again. So the moon, when you see it, it's alive. It has a chiyus, it has a bren, it's coming. And then all of a sudden, at some point, it just disappears. It's gone. That moment of when it's gone, it just, quote unquote, died. Now it's born again, thus the word moilid. It was a Leda, and now that there's a Leda, so now all of a sudden, it's the beginning of the new month. So the month begins and ends at the time of the quote-unquote Moilad. What's the Moilad? That's the time where the moon completely disappeared from, you just can't see it. Why can't you see it? Because the moon is outside of planet Earth, and at this point, it's right now, the moon is blocking the light. The part that's exposed to the sun is just impossible to see. So that moment where you can't see it, that's the beginning of the end of the month. Does it have to be that way? No. But that's the Messiah that Chazal had. And it's for that reason, that's the beginning of the month. And that's what the end of the month is. Now, just to make one thing clear before we start this Gemara, and the Gemara is going to flow, Bezus Hashem, with this brief introduction. And that is that, you know, we're accustomed to thinking that once upon a time, Bezin was Mekadosh L'Chodesh Al-Piriya. So they didn't really have Cheshbonis of astronomy and astrology. But two Eidim would come, they saw the moon, boom. Like this, they knew when to make Rosh Chodesh. And then Hillel, also known as Reb Hillel, not Hillel Hazaken, Hillel lived in the times of the Amiram. He lived in the 4th century. So he lived hundreds of years later. But Hillel came and he fixed the calendar. And the conventional wisdom is he was an astronomer and he was able to make Cheshbonis and he was literally able to figure out Adbias Gael Tzedek B'meher B'yemenu Amin V'Amin when exactly every month is going to, and which is a Chasa, which is a Mali. He was able to work out all the Moilids. Therefore, we know the Moilid V'Zayin, it's based on Hillel's calendar. But this was Hillel's Chiddush. Hillel the astronomer came and he was Mechadish. There could be nothing further from the truth. Hillel was not Mechadish the astronomical knowledge and ideas that Chazal had. Chazal always had this knowledge. They always had these ideas, and they used it, as we're going to see right now in the daf. And Be'ez Hashem, when we talk about this, you know, with a little bit more time and with more Yishuv Hadas, so we'll get into it a little bit better. But Chazal were always making Cheshbonis. In fact, when the Rambam brings the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, he says it's a mitzvah for Be'ez Din to make all the Cheshbonis. It's included in the mitzvah. It's part and parcel. Hillel wasn't Mechadish the Cheshbonis. You know what Hillel did? He just projected out what everything was going to look like until Mashiach's going to come. That's what Hillel did. Hillel just took the Cheshbonis and he worked with it. But at the same time, and he predicted and he projected. But the point is that he didn't create, he wasn't the first one to work with Cheshbonis. Everybody was working with Cheshbonis. Isn't this first line Gemara that we're going to learn now on Daf Chav Amid Beis is going to jump right into that. It's going to show clearly that the Meiram were very, very aware. They were very, very cognizant of the Cheshbonis. There's some fascinating raid related to this. Metz Hashem. If we have time, we'll revisit some of Rav Tukachinsky's theses in his Sefer Ira Kodesh Vamikdash that we went through very much in Masechtas Beya. It's very, very fascinating. But first, the Yesoides and the fundamentals of what's going on. So says the Gemara. With that introduction, Amash Shmuel. Shmuel said, Yochilna l'skune l'kula goyla. He said, I can go and I can do essentially what Hillel did. He said, I'm such a bucky. Let's read Rashi inside. Three lines from the top. Yochilna l'tkune b'loy riyas edim. I don't need edim. Ki bucky ani b'toldas alavana v'hilucha v'seder amazalas. He said, I'm such a bucky in the toldas alavana, in the hilucha of the levana, in the seder amazalas, astronomy, astrology. Shmuel said, this is my forte. And he said, I can go ahead. I know this so clear that I could literally fix a calendar that we wouldn't have to come on to anybody. Amalei abu. Avu adar ab samloy l'shmuel. Sa abu. who was Rabbi Samlai's father. So he told Shmuel, Shmuel, tell me. So you're telling me you have this so clear. Yadamar hai milsa the tanya b'soid ha'ibur. Can you explain to me the following braisa that was taught in soid ha'ibur? So Rashi says, soid ha'ibur is braisa shnuya b'ramazim. So this is a braisa that talks about all the cheshbonis of astronomy. And Rashi says it was called soid because it was shnuya b'ramazim. It wasn't written clearly. It was written more b'ramiza. That's the way it was written, and therefore it was called Soida Ibur. But the point is, so he said, you know the Braisa in Soida Ibur, there's a Braisa that talks about a difference whether the Moilud was before Chatzais or the Moilud was after Chatzais. Can you explain to me what that means? I don't know what it means. So Abba Avud, Rabbi Samlai, tell Shmuel, can you explain it? He said, I can't. He told him, you don't know this, and you're telling me you can start fixing calendars? If you don't know this, then there has to be other things inside the Ibur. You don't punk this one question I asked, so you don't know. I must have picked a hard sugya, but he said, if you don't know this, you probably don't know any of the other things either. So he said, if that's the case, there's no way in the world this is something you could do. The Gemara says, Gesalik, Reb Zeira, when Reb Zeira came from Bavel Teretz Yisrael, so Shalachlu, he sent back to Bavel. He was aware of this exchange, and apparently, the fact that Amiram weren't sure what this means, Neilat Kaidim Chatzais, Neilat Acha Chatzais, right? Even Shmuel, who was so bucky in this, he didn't know what this means. So Reb Zeira sent back two things. He said, Sarach Shei Laila V'Yayman Achaydish. Number one, the night and the day both have to be from the same month. Meaning, what would be if you saw the old moon on the night of the 30th, and then you saw the new moon on the day of the 30th? You can't make a Rosh Chodesh. You can't have part of the day from the last previous month and then part of the day of the new month. They both have to be the same month, and therefore you have no right to split it. V'zut, so said Reb Zeira. Number one. That was the first thing he said. And then he told him, Vizusha Ama Abavud Rab Samloi, Mechashvin es Tailaditoi, Noilat Koidem Chatzois, Biodua Shinir Samachashkir Sachama, Loi Noilat Koidem Chatzois, Biodua Shaloi Nir Samachashkir Sachama. And he said, as it relates to Abba Avud Rab Samloi's question that he asked Shmuel, what was his question? It says in Soida Ibn Noilam Koidem Chatzois, Nachachatzois. And he seemed to have stumped Shmuel. No one above all seemed to know the answer. So Rab Zeira said, when I came to Eretz Yisrael, I knew. I found out the answer. And the answer was like this. The answer was, Noilat Koidem Chatzais. If the Moilid is before Chatzais, Biodua Shenira Samach Lashkir Sachama. You know that it's possible to see the new moon, Samach Lashkir Sachama. However, Noilat Koidem Chatzais, if the Moilid was not before Chatzais, meaning it was after Chatzais, Biodua Shenira Samach Lashkir Sachama. Then you know for sure that it's impossible that you saw the new moon, Samach Lashkir Sacham. So what does this mean? We said that at the point of the Moilid, you can't see the moon. That is what the Moilid is by definition. That's the beginning of the month, that time where the moon is directly lodged in between planet Earth and the sun. That is exactly when it all begins. We said also that even a moment afterwards, you can't see it. Because let's be honest, that little sliver all of a sudden, now you can be able to see it clearly. Chazal had a Messiah, and that's what it says in Soida Ibor, that if you're in Eretz Yisrael, as we'll see in a moment, Dafkin Eretz Yisrael, there's 6 hours after the Moilid where you still can't see the moon. It's impossible to see the moon for 6 hours. So what the Soida Ibor was saying was that Bezdin, even though they were Mekadosh Al Pi Riya, but at the same time, they had to be fluent somewhat in these halachas. You know why they had to be fluent? So like this, if Edom come, you want to at least have some tools to be able to figure out if they're telling the truth or they're lying. So this is what Soida Ibor said. If two Edom would come and they would say, we saw the new moon, Samach L'Shkia Sacham. That's when we saw it. That's what the Edom said. We saw it, Samach L'Shkia Sacham. So here's the question. Is there any tool we have to figure out if they're telling the truth or not? There is. You know what the tool is? When was the Moilid? If the Moilid was after Chatzos, they're liars. Because from after Chatzos until Shkia is going to be less than 6 hours. And there's a 6 hour gap from the Moilid until when you're able to see the moon. So if it was Noilat Achatzais, we know for sure they're not telling the truth. And if that's the case, so we can dismiss the Eidos. If it was Noilat Kaidim Chatzais, then maybe they're telling the truth. That's what the Soida Ibor was saying. The Soida Ibor was saying that by knowing the Moilid, you have a little bit of insight as to at what point you're able to see the moon. Why does that matter? What do you mean? But Mekadosh Al Pi Riya. If Edom are going to walk in, they're going to say they saw. When did you see it? Oh, I saw it Samach L'Shkia, right? They didn't have clocks then. I saw Samach L'Shkia. Well, let's figure out when the Moilid. The Moilid Vedzayin, what did the Gabbai call out on Shabbos? No, you're a liar. We're not listening to your Eidos. So we're able to use the Moilid as a tool, and that's what he meant when he said, Noilid Koidim Chatzos, Noilid Acha Chatzos. Right? Shmuel didn't know what it meant. Abba Avud, Rabbi Samloy didn't know what it meant. Rabbi Zeir came to Eretz Yisrael. He said, Eretz Yisrael, they already know all this. He says, I'm going to tell you, that's where they're Mekadosh L'Chodesh. That's where they have to know all this. It's Halacha L'Maisa over there. So he went back and he told them, this is what they're darshing in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they're saying that a chapsa major nafkamina, because 6 hours you can't see. So if Edom would walk in and they would say, we saw it within 6 hours of the Moilid, you would know they're not telling the truth. The Gemara says, L'may nafkamina, what we just spoke out, Amar Rav Ashi, like Chushay Sadi, it's like, yeah, to be able to knock out Edom. More on this note, Amar Rav Zeir, Amar Rav Nachman. Same Rav Zeir, he said over the name Rav Nachman, Chof Dalet Shoy, Michs Nisahara. Around the time of the Moilid, there's 24 hours where you can't see the new moon. So there's a 24-hour period around the Moilid. Again, the moment of the Moilid, it's physically impossible. But even before and after the Moilid, you can't see it. And for 24 hours, what's the breakdown of 24 hours? Lidi Dan, for us living in Bavel, Shis Me'atika, 6 hours of the previous, meaning the last 6 hours of the previous month, we can't see it. V'tamni Yisri Mechadata, and after the Moilid, the first 18 hours, we can't see it. Lidi Du, for the Yidden living in Eretz Yisrael, Shis Mechadata, it's six from the new month, like we just said, after the Moilid, for 6 hours, you can't see the new moon. V'tamni Yisri Me'atika, and it's 18 hours from the previous month. L'may nafkamina, why does this matter? I'm Rav Ashi, like Chushi Saadi. What do you mean? Of course it matters. If Edom are going to come, and they're going to say, we saw the new moon. So where did you see it? They're going to have to, Bezdin has to know these basic tools of Soida Ibur to be able to determine whether they're telling the truth or not telling the truth. Now what does this mean? 24 hours, 18 hours, and 6 in Eretz Yisrael, 6 and 18 in Bavel. So there's some intense Rashis here. There's a very famous Bal Amor that ties into understanding the international dateline. Way above my pay grade, so I and Shum, but as it relates to Pasha Pshat and the Gemara, Chura, this is the Pshat. Amamar. Tzarech Shehe Laila V'yoyim Min HaChodesh. So one of the things that the Gemara said was, Tzarech Shehe Laila V'yoyim Min HaChodesh. At the night and the day, both have to be part of the same month. I mean, if you saw the old moon at night, and then the new moon during the day, so we knock it out. We know, what's the Makar to this? Rabbi Yechon said, because it says, May Erev Ad Erev. The Pasuk that we speak about a lot. Right. Either we learn from here Taisus Yom Kippurim, or we learn from here there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. And then the pasuk says, Bo Erev, May Erev Ad Erev Tishpesu Shabbatchem. And we learn from here that the day of the month has to be May Erev Ad Erev. So you can't have half a month, half a day this month, half a day the other month. Rish Lakish HaMesh Lakish had a different pasuk. It says regarding the mitzvah of Matzah, Ad Yoim Ho'echot Ve'esrim Lachoydesh Bo Erev. Barisho Yim Barbasa Yoim Lachoydesh Bo Erev Teichul Matzah. It's the first line of Pesach Yim Matzah. Ad Yoim Ho'echot Ve'esrim Lachoydesh Bo Erev. And what's the mitzvah of Matzah? Till the 21st day Bo Erev. Meaning till that night. At night it's ready Matzah Pesach. At that point there's no Inyati Matzah anymore. So we have two pshatim where you see that the day has to be a full day. So as it relates to Yontif, as it relates to these important days on the calendar, you can't have part of the day belonging to this month and part of the day belonging to that month. Maybe now is there an afkamina between the two pshatim? So Abaye said no. Abaye Amar Mashmoy Starshe Nikmina. Afkamina is just what the makar is. Rav Amar Rav said Chatzoy Slay Legibenayu. No, there is an afkamina. The afkamina is what about the part of the night up until Chatzoy? So over here Rashi says a big chiddush. According to the first mandama, May erev ad erev tishpesu shabbatchem, the whole night has to be one unit. According to Rish Lakish, who said that it's learned out from matzah. So really, what's the pasuk saying? The pasuk saying is the first night there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. After the first night that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, there's an inyan of eating matzah birshos. What's achilas matzah birshos? Ad yoim ha'echad ve'esrim lachodesh ba'er. So the first night, the mitzvah of achilas matzah is a deiraisa. After that, until the night after the 21st day, there's a rishos. Now, what's the period of rishos? It's after the night. When does that night really end? It ends chatzos, because the mitzvah of achilas matzah is up until chatzos. The Karm Pesach was eaten until chatzos, and therefore the mitzvah of achilas matzah is also up until chatzos. But the point is, the mitzvah is up until chatzos. I mean that the mitzvah is up until chatzos. So it sounds like what the pasuk is saying is, from chatzos up until ba'erev, that is where you have to be consistent. But it could be the part of the night up until Chatzos that's going to be different.